Report, White House using four-part plan to overthrow Netanyahu. By Joel B. Polak on April 3, 2024. The Biden White House is attempting to overthrow the elected government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Using a four-part plan that reportedly involves the United Nations and left-wing activists in Israel. The report, published by columnist Caroline Glick at the Jewish News Syndicate, cites text messages from activist Emi Dror, which were first reported by Israel's Channel 14, the equivalent of Fox News in the local Israeli media. Glick wrote, based on what he referred to as a conversation with his contacts in the White House, Dror set out in granular detail the White House's four-part plan to overthrow the government. The components involved actions on the ground in Gaza, the use of the UN Security Council, extortion of government ministers, and mass protests. In his words, government ministers are receiving messages from American friends that they will be accused of war crimes. Under our radar, the US and the EU have framed the hunger in northern Gaza as a war crime. This is an excuse for seizing control over the territory from Israel, parachuting food continuously, including by the German military, and building a port, but the word's potential indictment for all members of the government of destruction is the clincher. How does it work? There are many members of the government that don't want to lose their physical or economic freedom. The immediate targets are billionaire economy minister Nir Barkat, by freezing assets and turning the millionaire into a wanted man. And the Haredi parties, they and their communities worldwide have many properties. Ministers in the government will become potential fugitives if they don't enable the formation of a government without Kahunists. Don't be surprised if Shas party leader Aryeh Deri and Akudat Israel head minister Yitzhak Goldknopf bring down the government soon. The Haredi draft is just an excuse. Their Haredi cronies in America don't want to get in trouble with Uncle Sam. And the most important thing? Us, and President Biden's request from us, the American method of dealing with misbehaving states, includes the destruction, economic and legal, that is centered on the leadership on the one hand, and driving a wedge between the nation, and the leadership. In our case, for this to work, the nation of Israel must show, in the streets, that it is fighting the leadership. The American administration needs to see the nation in Israel fighting the government of Israel. The text messages were first reported March 17, a few days after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, called for new elections in Israel to oust Netanyahu, and President Joe Biden endorsed Schumer's statements. Several days later, the Biden administration took the extraordinary step of allowing a United Nations Security Council resolution to pass that accepted Hamas's terms: ceasefire first, then hostage releases, and isolated Israel. Several days before that, Israeli opposition figure Benny Gantz, a main rival to Netanyahu, who currently serves alongside him in an emergency government of national unity, visited the White House. According to Dror, Gantz was supposed to have done more to destabilize the Netanyahu government, and was rebuked by the administration. On Wednesday, April 3, Gantz, who had originally criticized Schumer, reversed himself, calling for new elections. Gantz appeared to have seized the opportunity for three reasons. 1. The humanitarian crisis in Gaza had escalated, with the accidental killing of 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. 2. The Netanyahu government faced its first serious internal disagreements over the issue of drafting ultra-Orthodox men into the military. 3. A four-day protest was organized by the Israeli left outside Netanyahu's office, and briefly outside his personal home. Moreover, U.S. intelligence agencies had also predicted protests to overthrow Netanyahu, just before Gantz's visit. At the time there were no serious anti-government protests. The country was focused on war, and on the hostages in Gaza. What looks like a color revolution in Israel. The second such attempt, after the Biden administration's involvement in last year's divisive protests over judicial reform, appears to have been in the works for several weeks. One of the early signs, matching Dror's predictions, was Vice President Kamala Harris's attempt to distinguish between the Israeli government and the Israeli people. Meanwhile, Israel faces Iranian-backed terrorists on all four of its borders. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.